Eagle 98.1, the rock station, going to bring in a special guest right now to talk about one of the many events that's happening this weekend here in Baton Rouge. But I'm glad to see this one return. It's always a blast each and every year. And I'm talking about Clash of the Cooks and committee member Chef Jeremy Coco on the line with me now. Thank you so much for joining us on Eagle this afternoon, Chef Coco.
Oh, thanks for having me, Michelle. It's always always great to talk to you guys.
So tell us about Clash of the Cooks for somebody listening right now who might not have ever heard of it before. What's it all about? Where is it going to be and all that fun stuff?
Sure. Clash of the Cooks this year is going to take place this coming Saturday. We're going to open to the public from 11 till about 2:30. The whole idea of Clash of the Cooks is a charity cook-off where we are going to raise money for individuals in our community that are battling cancer. And so we established it in 2017 as a nonprofit to help raise funds for a friend of ours that was battling cancer at the time. And Jeremy Couvion was one of the first beneficiaries. He wanted to, what he said was, paddle it forward and try and keep the event going so that way it could be a way for him to give back to the community. We're back in 2023. So far, we've been able to raise close to $100,000 for families battling cancer over the course of the year.
Tell us about the event itself. Like, I know the year I went, there was a fun silent auction. Of course, the food was fantastic. What can folks expect when they come out?
First of all, it's going to be located on the Oxnard of the Grove campus. You know, our title sponsor is Oxnard of Baton Rouge, and they're right there off of I-10 near the Mall of Louisiana. We'll be out there rain or shine, and our cooking teams are going to get there early. So they're going to arrive first thing in the morning. They're going to get set up and they're going to start cooking. And then the event opens to the public at 11. And when that happens, they just come in. There's going to be food, music. We have silent auction that'll have various items that have been donated that people can come and bid on. We're going to have the opportunity for people to come in and try all the jambalayas that they want. Everybody that's out there preparing them, they can go through, they can sample them all, and they'll have the opportunity to vote on the one that they feel is the best. I will also have a group of judges that are gonna be out there. This year, we have a lady by the name of Maria that's going to be our beneficiary who's been battling cancer. She's a patient at Oxnard, if I'm not mistaken. And so, you know, it's just great that we're able to do something again for those families and those individuals in our community.
So once again, we're chatting with Chef Jeremy Coco. He is with Clash of the Cooks, which is taking place at the Oxnard Medical Complex at the Grove on Saturday. Gates open to the public around 11 a.m. And I know that any cooking competition, Jeremy, here in Louisiana can be pretty stiff. And you guys have lots of different categories. So they're going to be out there fighting to win these great awards.
That's correct. So the way that we have it set up is we do, it's a jambalaya cook-off, but we don't want people to feel like, I don't eat jambalaya or I don't like to cook jambalaya, leave them out of the competition. So we also do what we call a lanyap category, where people can come and prepare any type of Louisiana Cajun Creole themed inspired dish that they like. So we've had people come out and do everything from crawfish egg rolls to a Nutella bread pudding, to boudin balls, and we had some people out there that did like a Cajun popcorn, and so we've done all different types of things.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea. You don't see that a lot when it comes to these cooking competitions. But I also noticed when I went to Clash of the Cooks a few years ago, it was the last time y'all held it. It's just like a big party, a big tailgate type atmosphere feeling out there at the Grove at Oxnard. And this year, there's even a category for the judges. The team that brings the best party.
Yeah, that's it. We have people come out there, set up their tents. We have individuals bring their families. They bring their tailgating chairs and they sit around where people are cooking. We're going to have a huge covered tent with music. I know we're going to have probably between 10 and 15 cooking teams that are going to be out there. People will come. They can purchase bracelets online right now if you'd like. You can go to clashofthecooks.com and we give individuals the opportunity if they want to buy a wristband that includes all they can eat and sample of food and include a couple adult beverages. We'll have different beer, craft beers, local beers, things like that will be out there that have been graciously donated by various groups, Crown and Crescent, Parish Brewing by Utesh. So we have a handful of sponsors that have the beer selections. We'll have soft drinks and water. Our sponsors that have helped put this on, groups like Beluzo Companies, A-Plus Corporation, Lamar Advertising, Bengals and Bandits, just to name a few, and in addition to Guarantee Media, of course. And so we definitely are so thankful that we have a great group of sponsors that have helped to allow us to be able to bring this to the public again.
Well, I know it is absolutely our pleasure. So it's the 2023 Clash of the Cooks. It is a cancer fundraising event happening on Saturday at the Grove Medical Complex. Oxnard Baton Rouge. Today we've been chatting with Chef Jeremy Coco with Clash of the Cooks. ClashoftheCooks.com for your your tickets and other information. We appreciate you joining us today, Jeremy, and best of luck to you this weekend.
Thanks, Michelle. We hope to see you out there.